Hey everyone, and welcome to this deep dive into something I know a lot of you flagged as super interesting. That's the hidden costs of not training hotel staff.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Our source material today is this blog post from LaLuxure.
Oh, yeah.
They're a luxury travel company based in Mallorca, Spain.
It's a beautiful spot.
And they really hit on, I think, a key point that often gets overlooked, especially when we talk about luxury hospitality. It's really the staff that make or break the entire experience.
Yeah, for sure. You can have the most stunning location, like Mallorca,
Yeah.
top-notch amenities, all the bells and whistles, but without a well-trained staff, the whole thing just kind of falls apart.
Right. And LaLuxure really drives home that point in their blog post. They talk about how well-trained staff can actually elevate a hotel from just good to exceptional. They're the ones who can anticipate a guest's needs before they even have to ask and handle any situation with grace and professionalism.
It's like they're mind readers, but the secret's not magic, it's training.
That's right.
Have you ever thought back to a time when you had just outstanding service at a hotel? Chances are the staff were incredibly well trained. They knew exactly how to make you feel welcome and pampered and comfortable.
It's all about that feeling.
Yeah, that's the power of investing in your people right there.
Absolutely. Okay, so we know that training is good, but let's kind of flip the script and dive into what LaLuxure calls these hidden costs of not training your staff. And I got to admit, I was pretty surprised by some of these.
Yeah, me too. And it goes way beyond just bad service, although that's a major consequence, of course.
Of course.
LaLuxure really breaks down these costs into a few key areas, and some are, well, they're less obvious than others for sure.
So let's start with the one that's probably top of mind for a lot of people. And that's high turnover rates. It's a constant struggle in the hospitality industry. But LaLuxure argues that a lack of training can actually make it way worse.
Imagine you're the employee, right? You're thrown into this demanding job without the proper training. You're going to feel overwhelmed, unsupported, and probably pretty frustrated.
Absolutely.
You're more likely to make mistakes, you get complaints, and you just feel undervalued. And I mean, who wouldn't want to leave a situation like that?
Right. And when employees leave, those costs really start to add up. The Society for Human Resource Management, SHRM, they estimate that replacing just one hospitality employee can cost anywhere from 2,000 to 5,000 euros.
That's massive, especially for hotels that are already operating on, really tight margins. And the financial cost is just one part of the equation. LaLuxure argues that high turnover also leads to this like loss of experience and knowledge.
Institutional knowledge.
When those trained staff leave, all that expertise goes with them, and it leaves this gap that's really hard to fill.
Okay, so it's like a double whammy.
Yeah.
You're losing money, you're losing that valuable knowledge.
It's tough.
Okay, now another consequence that LaLuxure highlights is the impact on employee engagement.
And this one's a bit more nuanced.
Yeah.
When employees aren't adequately trained, they often feel, well, they feel disengaged and unmotivated. Like they might go through the motions, but they lack that spark,
The passion.
Yes, the genuine enthusiasm that's crucial in hospitality.
It's like the robots going through a script.
Yeah, and guests can pick up on
Oh, absolutely.
that lack of genuine care,
100%. Okay, so LaLuxure cites this study from the University of Warwick
Oh, I love their research.
that found happy employees are 12% more productive.
Yeah, that's huge.
Now, correlation doesn't equal causation,
You're
right?
right.
But I think it's safe to say that well-trained employees tend to feel more confident and valued, which leads to greater job satisfaction and ultimately better service.
Makes sense.
It does. When you feel good about your work and you know you're doing a good job, that positive energy just kind of radiates outwards.
Absolutely. Guests can sense that. When staff are genuinely invested in their experience, and that can make all the difference,
100%.
And LaLuxure even argues that untrained staff can lead to missed opportunities for revenue.
Ooh, missed opportunities. Tell me more.
Well, think about things like upselling and cross-selling. A well-trained employee can, like, subtly suggest those additional services or amenities that can actually enhance the guest experience and boosts the hotel's revenue at the same time.
So like recommending a spa treatment or suggesting a room upgrade.
Yeah, exactly. But if staff aren't trained to recognize those opportunities or don't feel confident, you know, suggesting them, the hotel's just leaving money on the table.
It's true. It's true. And it's not just chump change either.
No.
The Cornell Hospitality Research Summit found that upselling and cross-selling can increase a guest's average daily spending by up to 30%.
Wow.
Yeah, that's huge.
Especially in the luxury market where those add-ons can be, well, pricey.
They can be, okay, so we've got high turnover, we've got disengaged employees, missed revenue opportunities. What else is on the luxury's list of these hidden costs?
Well, they also touch on a really important but often overlooked area, and that's legal issues.
Ooh, that sounds serious.
It can be. If hotels don't properly train their staff on things like data privacy or anti-discrimination laws, safety protocols, you know, they're opening themselves up to potential legal trouble.
It's like setting yourself up for a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Pretty much.
And those lawsuits can be incredibly costly, not to mention the damage they do to the hotel's reputation.
Huge damage.
Imagine a guest feels like they've been discriminated against, and the staff haven't been trained on how to even handle a situation like that.
Oh, that's a PR nightmare.
That's a bad situation. Okay. Yeah. Ledger also talks about how a lack of training can stifle innovation.
Yeah.
What do they mean by that?
Well, they argue that without, you know, ongoing training, staff can get stuck in a rut, just doing things the way they've always been done. But the hospitality industry is constantly evolving, so to stay competitive, you have to be innovative.
So it's not just about teaching employees how to do their current jobs. It's about giving them the tools to think creatively, come up with new ways to improve the guest experience.
Exactly. They need to be empowered to, like, think outside the box and contribute to the hotel's evolution.
Right, right. And who better to be able to think outside the box than the people who are interacting with those guests all the time?
Yeah, they're on the front lines.
That's right. They're the ones that can say, hey, this is working, this isn't working.
Yeah. And Le Luxure even cites a Harvard Business Review study that found that companies that invest in employee training are actually more likely to experience growth and success overall.
It's huge.
It is. It's not just like a feel-good measure.
Right.
It's a smart business strategy.
It is. Okay, so it seems like Le Luxure is making a pretty strong case here that investing in staff training isn't just about, you know, being nice to your employees. It's really about the overall health and success of your hotel.
Absolutely.
They're really, you know, intertwined.
Yeah, they are. It's about recognizing that your staff are your biggest asset. And when you invest in them, they'll invest in you right back.
And it's that cycle of positivity.
Exactly.
When you neglect training, you're not just neglecting your employees, you're neglecting your guests, your bottom line, ultimately your future.
It's a recipe for disaster.
So Le Luxure also points out something really interesting. Neglecting staff training actually sends a very specific message to your guests.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Well, what is it?
I'm curious.
Think about it from a guest's perspective. When you walk into a hotel and the staff seem flustered, confused, indifferent, I mean, what does that tell you about the hotel's priorities?
Yeah, it doesn't exactly say we care about you and your experience.
Exactly. It can make guests feel like they're not valued.
And that's incredibly damaging.
Especially in the luxury market.
Yeah.
It's like saying, we're not willing to invest in the people who are taking care of you.
And today, when people are sharing their experiences online, that negative perception of staff can spread like wildfire.
It can spread so quickly.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got a lot to unpack here.
We do.
High turnover, low engagement, missed revenue, legal risks, damaged reputation. And it all stems from a lack of training.
To domino effect.
It is. And when you add up all these hidden costs, it becomes clear that investing in staff training is a smart financial decision.
It really is.
The International Customer Service Institute, ICSI, actually did a study on the cost of customer complaints. And they found that handling a single complaint can cost anywhere from 10 to 20 euros in a restaurant and thousands of euros in a luxury hotel.
Oh, wow.
And that made me think, I was like, imagine how many of those complaints could be avoided if you just had properly trained staff.
It makes you wonder why more hotels don't prioritize training.
It really does.
Yeah. I think in some cases it comes down to, like, a short-sighted focus on cutting costs.
Yeah.
You know, but those measures often backfire in the long run.
It's penny-wise and pound-foolish.
Exactly. And LaLuxure makes this case that staff training shouldn't be viewed as an expense, but rather an investment. Mm. An investment in your employees, in your guests, and ultimately in the long-term success of the hotel.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the theory.
Yeah.
But LaLuxure also highlights some real-world examples of hotels that are known for exceptional service and their commitment to staff training.
Yes.
They specifically mentioned the Ritz-Carlton and Four Seasons, both renowned for their dedication to training and development.
For sure.
I've always been so curious how those hotels create such consistently amazing experiences. Like, what's their secret?
Well, LaLuxure points out that the Ritz-Carlton has a leadership development program that's specifically designed to foster this guest-centric culture. They invest heavily in training employees at all levels to be leaders who are empowered to make decisions and really take ownership of the guest experience.
I love that, empowering everyone from, you know, the housekeeper to the concierge to really make guests feel special.
Yeah.
To go above and beyond.
And Four Seasons has this philosophy called Care for People, which emphasizes customer service and cultural sensitivity, emotional intelligence.
It sounds like they're not just teaching employees how to do their jobs, but how to connect with guests on a deeper level.
Yeah, exactly. They understand that creating a truly welcoming and inclusive environment starts with their staff.
Okay, so the Ritz-Carlton empowers its employees to be leaders, and Four Seasons focuses on fostering this culture of care. It's interesting to see how different hotels can achieve excellence through different approaches to training.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There are so many other hotels out there quietly investing in their staff and reaping their rewards.
Right, right.
They understand the key to success lies in their people.
Okay, so LaLuxure has given us a lot to think about here. The hidden costs of neglecting training, the incredible benefits of investing in your staff, and some real-world examples of hotels that are getting it right.
And it's important to remember that this isn't just about five-star luxury hotels. These principles apply to any hotel, motel, or guest house that wants to create a positive and memorable experience for its guests.
You know, it's about recognizing that your staff are the face of your business.
They are.
And they have the power to make or break a guest's stay.
Absolutely. And that's something worth investing in.
It is. It is. Welcome back, you guys. We're continuing our deep dive into those sneaky hidden costs of not training your hotel staff. And, you know, what really struck me in that first part.
What's that?
Is how impactful, like, seemingly small details can be.
Yeah, LaLuxure kind of hints at this, but it's worth emphasizing. In luxury hospitality, it's those little things that make the biggest difference. Like, a well-trained staff member can anticipate those small details and really create these moments of surprise and delight for the guest. Mm-hmm. And that's what turns a stay into a truly memorable experience.
It's about going beyond the script, beyond just, you know, fulfilling those basic requirements of the job.
Exactly.
And into that next level.
It's that extra touch, you know, genuine warmth and attentiveness that makes a guest feel truly cared for. And that doesn't just happen.
Right.
That's the result of careful training and a culture that values excellence.
And LaLuxure almost pushes us to think beyond the practicalities of training, like teaching someone how to use a reservation system.
Yeah.
Or handle a complaint. You know,
The basics. Mm-hmm.
To consider those more intangible aspects of hospitality.
Right. And this is where things get really interesting. They talk about the importance of training staff to be emotionally intelligent, culturally sensitive, genuinely passionate about hospitality.
Those aren't qualities you can teach from a manual, are they?
Not at all. It requires a much more holistic approach to training.
Right.
One that focuses on developing not just like skills, but character. And a deeper understanding of human interaction.
Like the nuance.
Yes, exactly.
Of how people interact.
Yeah.
Yeah. And LaLuxure argues that this kind of training is really essential for creating those personalized, memorable experiences that, you know, luxury travelers crave.
Yeah. They're saying that true luxury hospitality is about creating an experience that resonates on a deeper level, that makes guests feel seen and heard and understood.
It's about making a connection.
Yeah, it is.
And that connection is forged through a well-trained, empowered staff who are passionate about their work.
Totally.
And dedicated to creating those exceptional experiences.
It's interesting because when we talk about staff training, it's so easy to get caught up in the metrics.
Yes.
You know, improved customer satisfaction scores or increased revenue, lower turnover rates.
All the numbers,
yeah. But LaLuxure is reminding us that there's this human element to this as well.
right? It's about creating a work environment where employees feel valued, respected, and empowered to do their best work.
Yeah, and that creates this ripple effect of positivity that extends outward to the guests, the hotel's reputation, and ultimately the entire industry.
So it's not just training for training's sake.
No.
It's about creating this culture of excellence.
Yes.
That permeates every aspect of the hotel.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
It's about training staff to go beyond that script, to anticipate those needs, to create those little moments of surprise and delight that turn a stay into a cherished memory.
And that brings us back to, I think, L'Auberge's core message that staff training is not an expense,
no,
but an investment.
It is.
It's an investment in creating a culture of excellence, in building a team that's proud of what they do and committed to exceeding guest expectations.
And in the long run, that investment pays off in spades, you know. Loyal guests, positive reviews, a stellar reputation. These are all intangible but incredibly valuable assets that flow from a well-trained and highly engaged staff.
And those intangible things turn into tangible results.
They do.
You know, increased revenue, yeah, higher occupancy rates. It's all connected.
It's a virtuous cycle. Invest in your staff and they invest in your success.
It's as simple as that. And, you know, this whole conversation has me thinking.
About what?
Like, have we been undervaluing the role of staff in the hospitality industry?
That's a really good question.
I think we have.
Yeah.
In the past, I think there's been this tendency to focus on the physical aspects of a hotel. Like the location, the amenities, the decor.
The shiny stuff.
Yeah, like those are the things that, you know, people really think define a guest experience.
Yeah, but L'Auberge so eloquently points out it's the human element that truly elevates a hotel stay. Mm. It's those interactions with the staff, that personalized attendance, the feeling of being cared for. Those are what create lasting memories.
It's about making that connection.
Yeah, exactly. And that connection is forged through, you know, having a well-trained staff who are passionate about their work.
Right.
And dedicated to creating exceptional experiences.
So if you're a hotelier listening to this,
what's the takeaway?
What's the takeaway? Don't underestimate the power of your staff.
Yeah.
Invest in their training.
Mm-hmm.
Nurture their talents and empower them to create that magic for your guests.
Absolutely. It's not just teaching them how to do their jobs. It's inspiring them to go above and beyond, to become ambassadors for your brand,
right,
to embody the essence of hospitality.
To create a team that's as exceptional as the hotel itself.
I love that.
You know, thinking back to the beginning of this deep dive, it's amazing how much we've uncovered just from this one blog post.
It is.
I mean, L'Auberge really packed a lot of valuable insights into this piece. You know, they've challenged us to rethink our assumptions about staff training.
For sure.
And to see it not as a cost, but as an investment.
Yeah.
And to recognize that profound impact it has.
It really does.
On not only the guest experience, but the success of a hotel.
They've given us a glimpse into the soul of hospitality.
Well said. Okay. Before we wrap up this part of our fascinating deep dive, I want to touch on one more point L'Auberge makes.
Okay.
And that's the idea of building a legacy of excellence.
Ah, yes. This is about thinking beyond just meeting current needs and focusing on creating something that endures.
Creating a team that's not just good today, but continues to grow and evolve, you know, always striving for that next level of excellence.
It's about fostering a culture of continuous learning and development where every employee feels valued, empowered to contribute to the hotel's success.
And that's how you create a legacy.
Yeah.
By investing in your people, nurturing their talents, and giving them those tools.
Yeah.
And the inspiration to create something truly special.
And that legacy, that commitment to excellence, becomes part of the hotel's DNA, you know?
It does.
And it attracts top talent, inspires loyalty in guests, and sets the standard for the entire industry.
I think L'Auberge would agree that it's about creating a ripple effect of positivity that extends far beyond the walls of the hotel.
Absolutely. It's about making a difference, not just in the lives of your guests,
yeah,
but also in the lives of your employees and in the community as a whole.
I love that perspective. It's about seeing the bigger picture, recognizing that hospitality is more than just providing a place to stay.
It is.
It's about creating a positive impact on the world.
It's about making people feel welcome, cared for, and connected.
Yeah.
And that's a powerful legacy to leave behind.
You know, as we kind of wrap up this part of our deep dive, I'm struck by the passion and the thoughtfulness that L'Auberge brings to this topic.
Yeah.
They clearly believe in the transformative power of hospitality.
They do. And they've given us a lot to think about. The importance of investing in our staff, the need to go beyond the superficial and focus on creating genuine connections and the power of building that legacy of excellence.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty inspired. Inspired to seek out those hotels that prioritize their staff and create those exceptional experiences.
Me too. And I'm inspired to challenge myself to be a more thoughtful guest, to be more appreciative of the hard work and dedication of the people who make those experiences possible.
You know, it's easy to take for granted the people that are working behind the scenes to make those travels so seamless and enjoyable.
It is. It's easy to forget that there are real people behind those smiles and those helpful gestures, those little touches that make a stay special.
So let's all make an effort to be more mindful.
Yes.
More appreciative, more aware of that human element in hospitality.
Absolutely. Let's celebrate those hotels that go above and beyond to train and empower their staff.
And let's encourage those who haven't quite embraced this philosophy to take that leap.
Because in the end, it's the people who make all the difference.
They are the heart and soul of hospitality.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Okay, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive, you guys, into staff training and how it really shapes the entire hospitality industry, you know, going through this whole blog post with you.
It's pretty fascinating stuff.
I feel like we've almost become consultants for luxury at this point.
We have. We've definitely uncovered some real gems from this blog post.
We have.
But you're right. Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about what this all means for our listener, whether they're a hotelier or, you know, just someone who loves a good hotel stay.
Because it's easy to get swept up in the theory.
Yeah.
But Le Luxure is really all about practical action.
Exactly.
So let's say I'm planning a trip. How do I spot those hotels that are truly invested in their staff?
Good question.
Because not every hotel is going to, you know, have a big banner on their website that says, hey, we train our staff.
No, they don't.
So what are the clues?
Well, there are definitely clues out there.
Mm-hmm.
Le Luxure emphasizes the power of, you know, online reviews. Don't just skim those reviews for, like, clean or good location. Look for the patterns in how people describe the staff.
So, like, multiple reviews mentioning the staff going above and beyond.
Yes, yeah.
Or being super friendly or anticipating needs. Those sorts of things.
Exactly. Those are all indicators that there's this underlying culture of service, you know?
Mm.
And that's often a direct result of good training.
Okay.
Also, pay attention to how the hotel talks about its staff on social media.
Okay.
Do they highlight employee achievements or showcase individual stories?
Mm-hmm.
That's usually a good sign that they value their people.
Like they're proud of their team.
Yeah, they want you to know.
They want you to know.
And don't underestimate the power of just, you know, asking when you're booking.
Oh, yeah.
Inquire about staff training programs.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Or any initiatives. A hotel that's invested in its people will be happy to share that information.
Right. And even if they don't have like formal programs in place, just the way they talk about their staff can be really telling. It can. You know, do they mention opportunities for growth or their commitment to a positive work environment? Those are all positive signs.
They are.
Okay. So now I'm putting myself in the shoes of the hotelier listening to this. And Le Luxure has convinced me, okay, staff training, it's essential. Where do I even begin?
That's great. You know, kudos to you for recognizing the importance of investing in your team.
Yeah.
I think Le Luxure would probably suggest starting with a clear vision.
Okay.
You know, what kind of guest experience do you want to create? What values do you want your staff to embody?
So it's not just about like picking some random training modules.
No.
It's about connecting that training to your brand, to your goals.
That's it. Once you have that clarity, you can start exploring different training programs. Okay. There are tons of resources out there, from online courses, in-person workshops, industry conferences.
And don't forget about, you know, the power of internal training.
Yeah.
You know, senior staff can share their expertise with newer employees, you know, build that mentorship and community.
Le Luxure would love that approach.
They would.
It's all about building that sense of shared ownership over the guest experience.
Yeah. And training isn't, you know, a one-time thing.
Yeah.
It needs to be ongoing and adapted as those needs of your staff and guests change.
It's about creating that culture of continuous learning and improvement.
Exactly. Okay, so we've talked a lot about, you know, the benefits for the hotels.
Yeah.
But Le Luxure also makes it clear that guests have a role to play in promoting this culture of great service.
Absolutely. Positive reinforcement is huge. You know, when you encounter exceptional service, take the time to acknowledge it, thank that staff member directly, mention it to the manager, leave a positive online review highlighting their efforts.
It's like voting with your words in your wallet.
It is.
You know, supporting hotels that prioritize their staff.
For sure.
And on the flip side, if you have a negative experience, don't just, you know, stew in silence.
Yep.
Politely share that feedback with the hotel.
Yeah, constructive criticism can be really valuable.
It can.
For a hotel that's actually committed to improving.
Yeah, and remember, Le Luxure is all about elevating the hospitality industry as a whole.
As a whole.
And that happens through that collaborative effort
between
hotels, staff, and guests.
It's about recognizing that we're all part of this larger ecosystem. And we all have a role to play in creating a more positive, rewarding experience for everyone.
This whole deep dive has been a real eye-opener for me.
Yeah.
I feel like Le Luxure has given us a whole new lens through which to view the hospitality industry. One that really recognizes the impact of staff training.
The human impact.
The human impact on every aspect of the experience.
It's about understanding that luxury isn't just about those physical trappings, but the human connection. The feeling of being truly cared for.
And that can only be created by, you know, a well-trained, engaged, and passionate team.
So listener, whether you're planning your next vacation or running a hotel, remember this, invest in your people.
Because when you empower your staff, you elevate the entire experience.
And that's a beautiful thing.
That's it for this deep dive, everybody. We hope you enjoyed exploring this topic with us. Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.
And remember, the world is full of fascinating insights just waiting to be uncovered.